Mass. The Prophet has made us thirst for that clear, cool fountain, which, he tells us, is to spring up on the coming of the Messiah. Let us ask, together with the Church, for the dew which will give new life to our hearts, and for the rain which will make them fruitful. Introit. Drop down dew, ye heavens, from above, and let the clouds rain the just one. Let the earth be opened and bud forth a Savior. The heavens show forth the glory of God, and the firmament declareth the works of his hands. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. In the Collect, the Church implores God to hasten the time of his coming to her assistance. She fears lest her sins might keep her spouse from visiting her. She therefore prays that this obstacle may be removed by his mercy. Collect. Exert, we beseech thee, O Lord, thy power, and come, and succor us by thy great might, that by the assistance of thy grace, thy indulgent mercy may hasten what is delayed by our sins, who livest and reignest, God, world without end. The other collects of the Blessed Virgin, against the persecutors of the Church, and for the Pope, are given in the Mass of the first Sunday of Advent. Epistle. Lesson of the Epistle of St. Paul the Apostle to the Corinthians. 1. Chapter 4. Brethren, let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ and the dispensers of the mysteries of God. Here now it is required among the dispensers that a man be found faithful. But to me it is a very small thing to be judged by you or by man's day. But neither do I judge my own self. For I am not conscious to myself of anything, yet I am not hereby justified. But he that judgeth me is the Lord. Therefore judge not before the time until the Lord come, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness, and will make manifest the counsels of the hearts. And then shall every man have praise from God. The Church here reminds the people of the dignity of the Christian priesthood. The occasion is an appropriate one, as the ordinations were held yesterday. She also brings before her sacred ministers the obligation they have contracted of being faithful to the duties imposed upon them. But let not the flock judge their pastor, since all, both priest and people, are living in expectation of the day of our Savior's coming, not only of that second one, for which we are now preparing, but also of that last coming, which will be as terrible as the other two are dear to the hearts of men. After having spoken these words of stern admonition, the Church resumes the expressions of her hope and her entreaties for the speedy coming of her spouse. Gradual. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name. Alleluia, alleluia. Come, O Lord, and delay not. Release thy people Israel from their sins. Alleluia. Gospel. Sequel of the Holy Gospel according to Luke, chapter 3. Now in the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate being governor of Judea, and Herod tetrarch of Galilee, and Philip his brother tetrarch of Ituria and the country of Trachonitis, and Lysanias tetrarch of Abilene, under the high priests Annas and Caiaphas. The word of the Lord came to John, the son of Zachary, in the desert. And he came into all the country about the Jordan, preaching the baptism of penance for the remission of sins, as it was written in the book of the words of Isaiah the prophet, a voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be brought low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways plain, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God. Thou art nigh, O Lord, for the inheritance of thy people has passed into the hands of the Gentiles, and the land which thou didst promise to Abraham is now but a province of that vast empire, to which thine own is to succeed. The oracles of the prophets are being rapidly fulfilled, each in its turn. The prediction of Jacob himself has been accomplished. The scepter is taken from Judah. Everything is ready for thy coming, O Jesus. Thus it is that thou renewest the face of the earth. Deign also, I beseech thee, to renew my heart, and give me courage during these last few hours of my preparation for receiving thee. I feel the need I have of withdrawing into solitude, of receiving the baptism of penance, of making straight all my ways. O divine Savior, let all this be done in me, that so my joy may be full on the day of thy coming. During the offertory, the Church salutes the ever-glorious Virgin, in whose chaste womb is still concealed the Savior of the world. Give us, O Mary, this God, who fills thee with himself and his grace. The Lord is with thee, O incomparable Mother. But the happy hour is rapidly advancing, when he will also be with us, for his name is Emmanuel. Offertory. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. Secret. Hear us, O Lord, we beseech thee, and being appeased by these offerings, grant they may increase our devotion and advance our salvation. The other secrets as on the first Sunday. During the communion, the Church, now filled with the God who has just come into her, borrows the words of Isaiah, wherewith to celebrate the praise of the Virgin Mother. The same words apply also to the Church herself, since that same God, who made Mary his tabernacle, has this instant visited her. Communion. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and his name shall be called Emmanuel. Post-communion. Having received what has been offered to thee, O Lord, grant, we beseech thee, that the more frequently we partake of these sacred mysteries, the more our devotion may increase. The other post-communions, as on the first Sunday.